This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States and Britain on Tuesday formally accused Iran of supplying short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine, and the U.S. and Britain announced measures to punish those involved. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke at a news conference in London with his counterpart ahead of a joint visit Wednesday with top officials in Ukraine.
We've warned Tehran publicly. We've warned Tehran privately that taking this step would constitute a dramatic escalation.
Calling the missile transfers a direct threat to European security, Britain, France, and Germany announced new sanctions, including the cancellation of air service agreements that will hinder Iran Air's ability to fly to the UK and Europe. Britain and the U.S. say they are imposing travel bans and asset freezes on those involved, including Iranian officials and Russian businesses. Jennifer King, Washington.
Russia said on Tuesday its forces had advanced by 1,000 square kilometers in eastern Ukraine in August and September, despite a Ukrainian incursion into western Russia, which ruled out any ceasefire talks with Kyiv. Russian Security Council Secretary Sergei Shoigu said the August 6th Ukrainian incursion into Russia's Kursk region had aimed to improve Kyiv's negotiating position and divert Russian forces from the Donbas front in eastern Ukraine, but Shoigu said that Russian forces were increasing the pace of their offensive in Donbas. Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk criticized the decision by Germany to tighten controls on its land borders, calling on Tuesday for urgent consultations with other affected countries. Tusk also asked for more support for Warsaw's own immigration policies. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday reacted strongly to the results of an Israeli army inquiry into the death of a U.S.-Turkish activist during a protest last week in the occupied West Bank. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
No one should be shot and killed for attending a protest. No one should have to put their life at risk just for freely expressing their views. In our judgment, Israeli security forces need to make some fundamental changes in the way that they operate in the West Bank, including changes to their rules of engagement.
The Israeli military said an American activist who was shot and killed in the West Bank last week was likely shot indirectly and unintentionally by Israeli forces aiming at someone else. Arsenor Ezgi Agar, a 26-year-old activist from Seattle, was killed on Friday following a demonstration against Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Palestinian officials say an Israeli strike hit a crowded tent camp in Gaza, killing at least 19 people and wounding 60. Israel says it targeted senior Hamas militants. The strike early on Tuesday occurred in Mawasi, a sprawl of camps along the coast Israel designated as a humanitarian zone for hundreds of thousands of displaced civilians. First responders dug with garden tools and bare hands using mobile phone flashlights until the sun came up. A video filmed by the Israeli military and released to the public on Tuesday shows a passageway deep underground where it said six slain hostages were held and killed by Hamas. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelina reports.
It was released to the public after it had been viewed by their families and the Israeli security cabinet. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says the hostages were killed on the night of August 29th. And that their bodies were found in the southern Gaza area of Rafah around 2 days later. Five of the hostages were taken from the Nova Dance Festival attacked by militants on October 7th last year. The killings have sparked outrage and an outpouring of grief in Israel. Efforts to secure a ceasefire in Gaza that would include a release deal for the remaining hostages have faltered. Israel and Hamas trade blame for the deadlock.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. Tuesday's presidential debate will give Americans perhaps their most detailed look at a campaign that's been dramatically reshaped. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump will meet for the first time face-to-face in the city of Philadelphia. For both of them, it's a high-pressure opportunity to showcase different visions for the country. I'm Joe Ramsey.